In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. You know, there's a great story in the Lives where a couple pilgrims come to an elder, and he's just there chopping wood. He's very well renowned, and he's chopping wood. And they come and they ask his blessing, and they go into his little cell, the little place that he lives, and they venerate all the icons, and then they come back to him. And then a common thing that when one visits a holy elder is you ask him for a word. You ask him for something from God. And so they ask him, and they ask him, you know, please give us some word of comfort. And his face is filled with joy. And he just says one word. All he says is humility, humility. And then he goes back and he continues. Well, today we're celebrating the pre-feast of Theophany, the baptism of Christ that we'll celebrate this coming Tuesday. So the focus of the day is talking about John the Baptist, obviously the one who actually by his hand baptizes Christ. And the thing I love about John, you know, we don't necessarily think of it this way, but he was really a rock star in his age. It says in the gospel reading that, and there went out to him all the people of Jerusalem, and they were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. In a sense, he was kind of, he was just think of a popular preacher you can think of, and then take that and make that person into a rock star and very, very popular throughout the world, because that's what really happened in those days. And it, in a sense, was, I wouldn't say it was a popularity contest, but there was definitely kind of a pecking order of who was being. These traveling rabbis, these rabbis would have various disciples, and basically the more disciples you had, the more well-known you were, the more you were. And so at this point in time, all of a sudden, as it says, all of Jerusalem and all of Judea, all these people were going to him to be baptized by him in the Jordan. When Christ came, he could have, in his pride, said, okay, I have this amazing ministry. I'm doing really well for myself. I chose to live in animal furs and eat locusts and honey. But he could have said, I am not going to humble myself and point to Christ, because his role was what the role of all the prophets were. And he was the last of the prophets. He was the prophet and forerunner, the one that came before Christ, announcing him to the world. He'd done that. He could have just said, you know, I got things pretty good. I got people coming to me all the time. I don't know that I want to start losing my disciples to Christ. But he recognized his place. He recognized his position in relation to what he recognized as being as his God. And so he said after me, who was before me, who is also greater than me, the one who will come after me, I'm not fit to untie his sandals. How to do that? He recognized his relation in as it is to God. And that is such an important faith. St. Anthony once said, he has this great quote. He says, I look and I saw all the snares of the evil one. He saw all the different ways in which he could be affected. Saw all the different ways that the devil uses us to draw us away from Christ. And it says, in a sense, he kind of despaired. And he said, oh, I avoid these. What can one do to avoid these snares? And then he heard a voice that said, humility. It's like that elder said. There's one thing that we should seek. If there's one virtue we should seek, it's humility. And one of the saints tells us that it's from humility that all the other virtues flow. If we better than others, if we think of ourselves as worthy of our salvation or as worthy of the things that we have, kind of the, well, I built this, I made it, then how can we ever see ourselves in the proper position to Christ, to our Lord? I mentioned how St. John was some of his disciples came to him and said, you know, Father John, many people are leaving you and going to follow Christ. Again, he could have been upset about this and said, no, that's not the right thing, but that's not what he said. He said, I must decrease that he may increase. And that is the of us to God. When we put our will first, when we demand our way, and no matter what it is, whether it's even something that might be a good thing, ultimately, we're not submitting to the will of God. We're not allowing ourselves to be in the position which is best for our salvation, which is a position of humbling ourselves. Saints basically says that you humble yourself or you will be humbled, that God will allow the sins of others, he'll allow the broken to be humbled. And those of you who have some years under your belt, you realize that that's what happens in this life, is that things come along that humble us, that make us realize, okay, I'm nodding. And whether that's disease or illness, or whether that's people going ways in which they shouldn't go and doing things in which they shouldn't do, over which we grieve, that in our lives. And ultimately, it's through humbling ourselves and through prayerfully giving our lives to Christ and saying, Lord, not your will, my will, that our salvation is found. And ultimately, what that means is saying, Lord, may I decrease that you may increase, to your glory and that of the Father and the All. Amen.